joined by Joe Steinhardt from Don Giovanni Records. Joe's also putting on the New Alternative Music Festival in Asbury Park this Friday, September 16th, and Saturday, September the 17th. Joe, thanks for calling in to WPRB today.
Yeah, John, thanks for having me.
I guess for starters, I'm well familiar with what you're doing this weekend, but why don't you tell people who are listening what the New Alternative Music Festival is and why the New Alternative Music Festival is?
So the New Alternative Music Festival is a two-day space without any kind of corporate interests or sponsors in music. So no bands on major labels, no bands distributed by major labels, no corporate sponsors, none of that stuff. And then 30, 40 great bands. So that's kind of what it is.
And I probably should have led with this, but do you want to touch on who some of the bands are that are playing on Friday and Saturday and where it's all going down?
Yeah, so it's going to be Convention Hall in Asbury Park. We have a bunch of bands from our label and elsewhere. We have Screaming Females, who you just heard. We have Ought coming down from Canada. P.S. Eliot are going to do one of their reunion shows. We have Allison Wolf from Bratmobile's new band, first time on the East Coast, Sex Stains. We have Dyke Drama. We have, oh man, we have so many bands. More Mother from Philly, who's doing a new record with us. It's out Friday. We have Samus coming down from upstate New York. Radiator Hospital from Philly. I could go on and on. I would just, the best way to do is check the website, DonGiovanniRecords.com/NAMF for New Alternative Music Festival.
Looking at the schedule, there's live music pretty much from 1 in the afternoon until well beyond midnight in Asbury Park, both Friday and Saturday. It just doesn't stop in the best possible way.
Yep. Back to back, 5 to 10 minute break between bands. You can see all the bands. It's not one of those things we're going to have to choose, and bands are playing sort of on two different stages. So music all day, but there's re-entry. You can go to the Pinball Museum. You can go to the beach. There's probably other stuff besides those two things in Asbury, but it's right on the beach at Convention Hall. And so please come.
And we'll talk a little bit more in a bit about why this event is happening and the importance of what you're doing without being beholden to anyone. But how much of this event is an extension of the annual free Screaming Females headline show you did in New Brunswick by the water each of the last 3 years? Is this building on what that was?
So, John, this is really an extension of two things. First of all, every year for the last 8 years, we've been doing a label showcase where we get all of our active bands together. Usually in the city, it started at Maxwell's, and then it started being at Music Hall Williamsburg, Bowery Knitting Factory, somewhere in the city, and that's in February. And then those started sort of growing out, and we started doing this free outdoor show in New Brunswick every summer, which you mentioned. And those just sort of were growing, and this year I was like, maybe if I don't do either of those and I put all my energy into one thing, I can finally do this music festival I've wanted to do for a really long time. And so that's what this kind of came out of.
How long has the New Alternative Music Festival, even in idea form, been an idea that you've been bandying about?
You know, in some ways it's been an idea before I even started the label. You knew me. I was back in high school. I used to DJ at PRB and used to be involved in local music, and I always had this idea of doing a festival. But it kind of takes a lot of capital, either financial capital or maybe just social capital or scene capital or something to do a festival. And I didn't have the financial capital, so it was going to have to take me a long time to build up the relationships with people. But I've always had this idea of putting a bunch of bands together and trying to make some kind of statement. So, really long time.
And why Asbury Park?
Well, the label's based in New Jersey, and I've always been from New Jersey, and so I really wanted to do it in New Jersey. I was hoping I would find a place to do it in New Brunswick, but Asbury Park just had Convention Hall, where they've had festivals for such a long time, and the Stone Pony, and I really couldn't figure out a good way to do it in New Brunswick the way I wanted to do it.
When you first started talking about the idea of the New Alternative Music Festival with some of the bands that you work with, some of the bands on Don Giovanni, some of the bands that you hoped might play, who was the first group to say yes?
You know, I sent out this initial round of 15 like sort of messages, text, email type thing, depending on the band, and they all said yes. So it was sort of like, it was actually really cool. I didn't start really hearing no's till I started starting to think about, like, you know, things outside of the obvious, and that was when it was harder. So I think that's the thing. In many ways, this festival feels really coherent because it's just this group of bands that truly are forming some type of a scene and really trying to create an alternative right now to the status quo, to the mainstream. And so it was actually really cool. Everyone was like, yep, yeah, I'll do it. We'll make sure we can do it. We'll figure out how to do it. And I don't think anyone said no for quite a while until I was trying to figure out, like, other ideas.
Well, why don't you pick a band who said yes early, and we'll play a song of theirs, and we'll take a break and come back in a little bit. Who do you want to hear something from?
Let's do P.S. Eliot, because when I talked to Katie about it, and I really wanted to have her involved, and she and I had been talking about doing something with P.S. Eliot, like the discography also, for like a number of years, and so it just came together at the perfect time, and she's like, yeah, we'll do the festival, and we'll do the discography for it, and so yeah, let's hear a track off P.S. Eliot's discography right now.
That was music from P.S. Eliot on WPRB. They're one of the many, many, many bands playing the New Alternative Music Festival this Friday and Saturday in Asbury Park, New Jersey. This evening I'm talking to Joe Steinhardt from Don Giovanni Records, who's putting the whole thing together. Before I get back to my questions, why don't you tell people a little bit about this P.S. Eliot reissue or discography project that you just released on your label?
So I was a huge P.S. Eliot fan. They were sort of always like this band that really would have fit so well with Don Giovanni, but they were around before we were doing bands that weren't local. They were from Alabama. Although they played New Brunswick as much as any New Brunswick band. So they really were just such a part of our scene. And then when Katie moved to the city, I approached her about doing her new band called Bad Banana, and she was like, well, Bad Banana broke up, but I'm doing this new thing called Waxahachie. And I was like, cool, let's do that. You know, it was the label always kind of works with people, and that, as you know and people know, became pretty big. But even when we started talking about Waxahachie, I was like, and maybe we can also do this PSLE discography. This stuff was never on CD. This stuff was never put together. There's a really hard-to-find 7-inch. And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we kind of just talked about it for a number of years, really. And so it was just always this, they were just a really important band, and I felt like if there was some kind of, like, collection, it would really just help people hear it all together and realize there's significance. And I think hopefully that'll work. It just came out last week, so I don't really know what effect it'll have, but I know that I've really been enjoying listening to it myself. A lot of the stuff I feel like I release is just so I can get a copy of something on CD that would have never been on CD before, or on vinyl that would have never been on vinyl before. And so this is very much an extension of that.
Cool.
And I hope other people sort of enjoy that too.
And P.S. Eliot is playing Friday night, which is the 16th, at Convention Hall. They're late in the bill. You got Tenement before them, then P.S. Eliot, Ought, and Screaming Females. It's a excellent way to close out night one of the new Alternative Music Festival. Getting back to the logistics of putting this all together, what's been the biggest hurdle for you to put this weekend on?
So early on, the biggest hurdles were trying to figure out ways to cut out the type of corporations that are sort of like default present at any music festival or almost any music-related event these days. So early on, in order to try to not work with Ticketmaster or their subsidiaries, and in order to not work at a venue that had these partnerships with like beer companies like long-term, there was a lot of work there just trying to decouple from the sort of corporate stuff that feels like, again, people don't even think about it anymore. It's just so present. So that was hard early on. And then getting a little closer to the end, I think the hardest thing has just been making sure people know about it. And that's one of those things you kind of learn is doing a label and putting out records too, is like there's something you think everyone knows about, and then it turns out even like your best friend doesn't know about it yet. And you're like, how do you not know about it? I've been talking about this for months. And the festival's been this way, too, where it's like I'm still telling people, and they're like, oh, that sounds so cool. And I'm like, how did you not know about it? I've been trying to tell you about it for months and stuff. So I think the hardest thing now is just like, which is you're being very helpful with by having me on the show, is letting people know there is this festival happening in Asbury Park, New Jersey next weekend, and it should be a lot of fun, or just in 2 days, I guess.
Yeah, it's the new Alternative Music Festival. September 16th and 17th at Convention Hall in Asbury Park, New Jersey. You can get tickets at dongiovannirecords.com/NAMF. You've been very clear on that page about the mission of the festival, what is a part of what you are doing, and also very much what is not a part of what you are doing. Since you announced the festival, have you had corporate interests asking in a fashion where they've clearly not read the mission statement of the festival?
Yeah, but part of me thinks the stuff that was asking to be involved was like basically spam, because it's so clear there what it says. And so, yeah, of course, like I got a lot of, I think when the word festival is out there and it starts getting any kind of like, you know, pitchfork or whatever wrote about the festival and stuff, we just started getting all these weird emails about like Silicon Valley apps that were going to help us, you know, like make the festival the experience it has to be or whatever. And like, they were somehow going to help us in this way and all, you know, but we haven't, I think the types of companies that would normally sponsor these events have actually kind of stayed away, which is good. So, you know, we've got a bunch of this like spam, but we haven't really got a lot of the types of companies that are present every music festival trying to be present at this one.
Are there bands you hoped might play that you realize didn't qualify for the standard you've set for some reason or another?
Oh yeah, and there was a ton, and it that was actually got to be pretty divisive in a weird way, where you know, even with Waxahachie, that's why they're not playing. Their current label is distributed through a major. The current label's great, and it's not. I think I want to be really clear that I'm trying to create a space without some of this stuff, but it's not necessarily, you know, trying to I would like to blow up the major labels, but I'm not really trying to blow up the indie labels, if that makes sense. I just want to create a space without the indie labels that are sort of serviced by the major labels and that are partnering with the major labels. And so, yeah, people were kind of mad. Like, why can't my band play? You know me. Like, it were, you know, but I think a lot of people also really understood what we were doing. And so, yeah, there were definitely a lot of the bands I listened to, and I think that was what was so frustrating, and that's really what felt so important to highlight. Like, look at the big names in indie who were missing and try to figure out if they were invited and couldn't come that weekend or if they weren't eligible to play in the first place. And I think you'll find that more of them, way more of them, weren't even eligible in the first place because they're considered independent for some strange reason because they're heavily dependent on the major labels. And when you buy their records, money's going to the major labels. And so this is this rare space without them this weekend.
I'm looking at this pretty incredible list of bands who's going to be playing this Friday and Saturday at Convention Hall. I know some of the groups that I'm excited to see. Who are you excited to see?
Well, I mean, I'm obviously excited to see all of them, but in a weird way, other than something like P.S. Eliot, who I haven't seen in years, I'm always excited to see the newer bands on the bill because, like, I've sort of seen the older bands on the bill so many times at this point, although they're always pretty exciting. So that's a tough question. Like, I booked every band on this thing. I kind of, like, picked this dream festival of mine. So it wasn't, like, one of these, and again, not doing any kind of the contracts or weird stuff. There weren't any bands that kind of got, like, forced onto the festival. So, like, man, I guess I'm excited to see, like, Ride Coalition because they also, I haven't seen them in a number of years. I haven't seen P.S. Eliot in a number of years. But then Screaming Females headlining a festival is always, like, really cool. Downtown Boys playing last, headlining a festival is going to be really, really cool. Man. But, yeah, like, there's some new bands. I haven't seen Kindling before. Their records are great.
What's their deal?
Memorables are, they're from Western Mass. They're, like, a shoegaze band. They have records on No Idea. They're you'll love them. Rememberables is Chris Moore's new band. I've never seen it before. They're brand new. I think they might have a demo out. So I'm excited. I'm like excited to see stuff like that just because I haven't seen them before. But then it's always different seeing a band in front of a lot of people on a big stage. You know, Laura Stevenson are always like really cool to see on a big stage. So I don't know. That's one of those funny questions at something like this because since I literally, I'm not just attending, I kind of like picked all the bands myself.
I think you touched on a good cross section. And since you mentioned Rye Coalition and they are longstanding WPRB favorites, why don't we take a break and hear a Rye Coalition song? And we'll be back with more from Joe Steinhardt from Don Giovanni Records. And we'll talk some more about the new Alternative Music Festival after this.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back on WPRB. This is John Solomon on a Wednesday night. Joe Steinhardt from Don Giovanni Records is on the phone. We're talking about the event he's putting on this weekend in Asbury Park, the new Alternative Music Festival. It's this Friday and Saturday, running from 1 in the afternoon to well past midnight each night. Incredible assortment of bands. DonGiovanniRecords.com/NAMF. Many bands from New Jersey or bands that are associated with New Jersey, and some other folks that have made the trek from Canada and Chicago and all over North America. I know a lot of people associate Don Giovanni with New Jersey and associate you with New Jersey, even though you've lived in upstate New York and are now in Michigan. Are there difficulties in being tagged a New Jersey label or a New Jersey individual while being outside of the state?
Not so much difficulties, I just miss living in New Jersey. I feel like I always want to be there. I always want to, you know, I want to be around more in New Jersey. So there's not exactly difficulties for anyone besides myself. Does feel a little weird sometimes where I'm, and I feel like I spend all my time in a car traveling to and from New Jersey or now on a plane while I'm driving, making this drive. So it's a little weird, but the label is just so centered in New Jersey that it just never felt like it made sense to move it when I had to move. I've always had to move for my other life in academics. And so I've never moved for the label. The label's always kind of stayed where it is, and I've just had to move around, it feels like.
Are people surprised sometimes when they find out that you're not a New Jersey resident 52 weeks of the year?
I think they definitely are. You know, I get, especially like newer bands, you know, all the time are like, hey, I'm playing this New Brunswick show. I really want you to come see me. And I would love to see them. I have to be like, well, I would love to come, but I live, you know, 4 hours away. So I'm not actually there as much as they used to be. And so it's hard. And it's been really, I guess the challenge for me has been still trying to stay in touch, and I'm probably not doing a very good job of it, but I'm doing the best I can, and I think it's always sort of helped having bands that are in touch and bring other bands with them on tour, and I go down as much as I possibly can and try to go to as many shows as I possibly can. People are definitely a bit surprised when they find out I don't live in, like, in New Brunswick or something like that. Or I get interns who want to, like, work in the offices, and we've never had it. Even when I lived in New Jersey, we never had an office or anything like that.
So it's Wednesday night. It's almost like being 48 hours out from a wedding, in the sense that, is there anything you wish you had done differently with the new Alternative Music Festival that it's too late to change now?
Yeah, there probably are, but it's like with a wedding. It's one of those things you wouldn't want to talk about, because you know it's gonna happen as is, right?
Fair enough.
but I think if I do this again in the future, there will be a couple things I do differently, mostly for my own sanity. I think there's things I've learned. That's the thing. I guess the one thing I could obviously talk about, but I would do differently, is trying not to do everything single-handedly and try to get a little bit of help. Or more help, I should say. I've had people with the venue and at that Maggie with Stage Revolution who have been really, really, really helpful as far as making this thing happen. But I still feel like I took a little too much on by myself that I don't think I would do in the future, just for my own sanity. And hopefully that doesn't show when people come to the event. They don't realize, you know, all the little things I'm realizing that I'm holding together.
So early on in our conversation, you touched on this. I mean, honestly, I think the first time I met you, you were probably 2 years old, but I definitely reconnected with you when you were in high school and an intern and DJ at WPRB. How much did being a WPRB DJ in your teens shape your view of alternative culture, if at all?
It was huge. And I don't know if you even remember this, but even when I was 15 at PRB, I remember having issues with the music directors, even though they were great, fighting about what independent music was. And this is really something I've been thinking about my whole life. Again, I don't know if you remember that, but there was a lot of issues with, like, why are we playing this stuff that's just as tied to the major labels, or we're just following the CMJ charts instead of the top 40 charts. Like, I've just sort of always had this, And I think it might just be naivety. Like, you know, I heard words like independent and were so gravitated towards these ideals. I don't think I realized that a lot of people weren't actually following them, and they were just kind of like selling the ideals to people like me. But I kind of got hooked on this idea that it does exist, but I don't think it exists as much as it should. And I think doing things like this event show that it's really possible. And I think I've sort of described that before. The sort of activism in this event, it's not a benefit. It's like the activism is just that it is happening. The fact that we are able to create a space free from all this stuff for a few days, that's what I'm doing. It's not raising money for a cause or anything like that.
Is that what you hope people take away from this weekend and the New Alternative Music Festival, that doing something like this is possible, and also that it's something that other people can do? It doesn't just have to be you.
That's not just the goal of the festival. That's been the goal of the label, is to show number. People say, oh, you can't do things like this anymore. You have to license all your songs to commercials. You have to partner with a major. You have to do all this branding stuff these days. And every day we run running the label, and every day that it's growing and the festival and being successful with that, that's the goal, is to say, look, this is possible, and you can do it. There's nothing special about me. There's really nothing special about me. I was talking to someone the other day about the festival, and they said that I curated it, and I was saying, I didn't curate it. That again, implies there's something sort of special about me. I booked it. I called people up, and I asked them to play. I don't have some type of special taste or magic touch, and no one does. Ian from Discord didn't have that. I think what I found so inspirational about a label like Discord wasn't the Discord model, but it was that someone created their own model for running a label. And so, you know, the way I run Don Giovanni is not the way Ian runs Discord, but it's the way I created it. And that's the thing I really did take from a label like Discord or a label like Lookout, was sort of create your own model, not take this model and make it doctrine and sort of you have to do this now. And your label too. I remember I was trying to work with you at one point, and it didn't work out. And I was just, it's the same thing. Like the idea that anyone can start a label, anyone can DJ on the radio, anyone can book a music festival, anyone can book a band. And there's more and more walls being put up these days. There's like, oh, you need a booking agent. You need a curator for a show. You see all the time now. You need a name. You need a brand. And you really don't. But the more of the stuff that happens, the more I think people think you start. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You start to need that stuff because no one wants to take a risk anymore. So I'm taking the risk, and I'm really hoping that it's successful. But I really do hope people take away more than just a bunch of good bands. I want them to have fun. I want them to take away the good bands. But I really hope people take away more than that from the festival and from the label in general.
Yeah, I think maybe the two most important words on the Don Giovanni site about the festival that have stuck with me ever since you announced it are intentional event.
Yep. It's not just, you know, a way to get a bunch of young people together and then sell ads to them. It's really not. It's got a purpose, and the purpose is not business. It's not commerce. It is, you know, and even to say to raise awareness makes it sound like it's this cause. The idea is that it's possible, and these things should be happening all the time. And they, you know, they can be all ages. They can be for everybody. You have to fight for these things. I've had to really fight for these things. And that's when you're asking about the difficulties. There were definitely difficulties. These things weren't easy, but they were possible. And I think the more people that try them, like I hope someone else just books a New Alternative Music Festival next year and I don't have to do it. And I would love for someone else to just book it, but I wouldn't want them to just take the name and then make it the antithesis. But I would be more than happy if someone wanted to keep sort of the ideals behind it and just book it. I think anyone can. There could be one in every city. I don't need to be the one to bring it. People say, oh, you should book this in Michigan. Oh, you should book this in California. But the point is, you book it in Michigan. You book it in California. I don't need to. There's nothing about me. There's nothing special here.
And so the event, again, is the New Alternative Music Festival this Friday and Saturday in Asbury Park, New Jersey at Convention Hall. Joe said it, and I probably should have been saying it several times throughout this interview, but the event is all ages. Things kick off on Friday with the Rememberables at 1. You got Pinkwash, who I think are terrific on night one. Yeah, California X, Radiator Hospital, Out, Screaming Females, P.S. Eliot. Fake Limbs, when they're not sleeping in my living room, will be playing on Friday night at the Asbury Park Yacht Club, on Saturday at Convention Hall. Downtown Boys, Rye Coalition, Sex Stains, Mal Blum, Jeffrey Lewis, list goes on and on, Upset. And then that after party includes Wild Rice and Finchler. It's just in the best possible way, an endless onslaught of bands. You can learn more at dongiovannirecords.com/NAMF. Tickets are available there. Will tickets also be available at the door, Joe?
Tickets will be available at the door, and one thing just as important to mention, as it's all ages, there is re-entry. I want people to feel free to come early and watch some bands and then take a break and not feel like they're trapped in a building for 12 hours and they don't come early. I want you to come early, see some bands, come whenever you want. Re-entry, all ages, cheap tickets, all the money's going to the bands. I'm not taking a dime. No one's taking a dime other than the band and the venue and the people running that. And they're taking a very extremely reasonable rate. I think everyone just wants to see this thing happen and be exciting. So come on out. Don't be afraid. Bring your friend. If you have a ticket, bring a friend with you, and let's do this.
And I'm going to give away, after we're done, one ticket to Friday and one ticket to Saturday, or are they a pair of tickets, or do you want me to do individuals?
Let's do a pair of tickets to Friday and a pair to Saturday.
After things wrap up, why don't you call 609-258-1033, and callers 3 and 4. I'll let the first person pick whether they want to go on Friday or Saturday, and the second winner, they'll get the other date. But it's really going to be terrific. I hope to make it down for a bunch, if not all of it. It's the new Alternative Music Festival. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk about this, Joe. And before we wrap up, do you want to pick a song to triumphantly go out on this evening?
Yes, I do. I want to hear Alison Wolfe's new band, Sex Stains. But I'm trying to think of which song I want to hear. Let's do Land of La La.
All right, is that going to work on the radio?
The version I send you will.
All right, right on. Excellent. Thanks a lot, Joe. I'll see you this weekend.
Yep, take care.
One, two, three.